brought to you by bedroombattlefield.com. This is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It's Matthew with you here. And throughout the month of August 2025, we really got back to basics with the question of the month and just asked you to give us an update about your hobby. You know, what's got your juices flowing at the moment in terms of what you're painting, what you're prepping for, what games are on your mind. So we got a really good response from that. I'm excited to dive in and play you these clips. And I reckon we're going to keep this going for the foreseeable future with the question of the month, just kind of turn it at least short term into an opportunity for monthly hobby updates, and we can start following everyone's progress, maybe even get a wee bit of accountability in there as well. We'll see how that goes, but I just really enjoy listening to what everyone's up to, and based on the feedback that I've had from listeners as well, I think a lot of people are in the same boat. So we're going to keep that going into September. We'll get to that at the end. I'll kind of update you on all of that. But yeah, enough from me. Let's get into the clips themselves and then I'll catch up with you on the other end.
Hey, this is Rob from Melbourne, Australia calling. Vodzilla on the internets. I'd like to tell you about the Venn diagram of my hobby interests at the moment, which is wonky 80s dwarves, one-page rules regiments, and narrative event wargaming. So lately I've been building and painting some strange contraptions for my ongoing dwarf army. A steam tanky, war wagon-y sort of thing, some pony riders, and I'm slowly working away on a big landship juggernaut. I'm building these partly for the love of those old 80s sculpts and the kit-bashy stuff that came along with them, partly towards a big narrative game I'm putting on at an event with what we're running down here in October. There's been a bit of chat on the Discord lately about how you actually run those kind of conversions and additions in a game, both in the sense of how that fits within the constraints of official lists in something like Warhammer, and the broader challenge of how you introduce homebrew rules into whatever your gaming context happens to be. And that brings me to one-page rules. The system's fundamental feature is its general lightness of rules, hence the name, which has its limitations. The strategic complexity is dialed back a bit, though in regiments the rank and flank movement constraints do a power of work. And armies can also feel a little bit samey, but one of the things I particularly love about the system is the access it grants you to the back end. As a subscriber, which is $5 American a month, and you don't need to have that ongoing, you get access to the back end. You can build army books from the ground up, and I've been able to build the dwarf book, or a dwarf book that feels like I wanted it to. A bit old hammery with interesting choices and trade-offs, and all the strange toys you'd see popping up in 1980s magazines and from all the different manufacturers. You get access to the same rules and the costing levers as the official books, and if you stay within them, your book gets this big balanced sticker, which is wonderfully permissive and reassuring when it comes to convincing people to play against whatever horrible contraption you've come up with. That lightness of rules also, for me, makes it a perfect platform for narrative multiplayer events. It's quick to teach to anyone unfamiliar with the system. They can just pick it up and run with it. You can build those custom lists for whatever you need to throw onto the table. And that general lightness frees up headspace for all kinds of narrative shenanigans. I cannot recommend it enough.
Hi, Matthew, it's Mark. What's got my hobby juices flowing at the moment? Well, lots of things, really. I'm still finishing off my Wood Elf project and my Bretonians, which I'm really enjoying. I've got some 7TV stuff I've got to finish off, some Burrows and Badgers figures I got last year that I haven't painted yet, that with the second edition of the game, I'm looking forward to getting painted up. But my main thing on the horizon is a Dogs of War army that I've been slowly putting together, getting proxy models, kit-bashing things, finding things that suit the profiles and suit the descriptions in that army book from the fifth edition of Warhammer. So I'm looking at doing that for the Call of the Crown challenge that David is running over on the Crown of Command community this autumn. So that's really kind of getting me excited. I think it's a chance to do some weird and wacky stuff. It's a chance to be quite imaginative with the descriptions and reinterpret things in a more creative way. So very much that whole freedom of it's your game, do it your way, and it's your army, put it together your in your particular style with those conversions and kit bashes that just make it stand out and feel like it's your own. So that's my current project. Really looking forward to it. And I'm very much looking forward to finding out what everyone else is doing. The other big thing on the horizon that's got my juices flowing is just simply playing more games. I've played quite a bit this year. It's been great. The most I've ever played, and long may it continue. Okay, cheers then.
Hello, it's Luke here from the Discord. On my painting table this week is dwarfs. I've been working on my dwarf army for about a year and a half now. And these are my final bits. An Anvil of Doom and a Throne of Power. I've been holding off painting the Throne of Power as I want it to be the final piece to my army. I've kept telling myself that I can't paint it until I've finished everything else, and now I'm almost done, it's time. The Anvil of Doom needs finishing first though, as I'm going to the Misfire tournament in October and I definitely need to take it with me. I've been playing a lot of 5th edition Warhammer recently to get myself up to speed for this event. I'm not going to win, but I'd like to be fluent with the rules and maybe not lose all the matches. What I'm looking forward to is finishing the dwarves and starting a new project of orcs and goblins. As much as I love the dwarf miniatures when I use them, I don't really like how slow they are or how they are vulnerable to magic. Hopefully the orcs and goblins will suit me more. I'm thinking that I'll want more agile troops like boar riders and wolves. I've already got a few goblin wolf riders, so I'll see how I get on. Thanks for the podcast, Luke.
Hello, Matthew, and hello, podcast listeners. This is Johan calling in from Taiwan again. I'm T.E.G. Jeeves on the Discord. I'm just trying to sneak in a little answer here before it's too late. I know Matthew said he delayed editing the episode, so I might get a chance to actually get an answer in this time. In any case, I'm answering the question, what's got your hobby juices flowing right now? So we just returned back from long summer vacation with my family, and that's been great and rejuvenating. And I had all these ideas for hobby projects that I want to get started. And when I came back, I felt kind of overwhelmed because there was just so much stuff that I wanted to get into and so many half projects that I want to continue. And so I've kind of been stalling and not jumping right back into the hobby. But I have been, just before we left on our break, I've been painting some 40k orcs. These are 3D printed ones, so I found some really interesting orc STLs, some really fun ones. I printed them out and I've had a really fun time painting them. I actually didn't realize how fun orcs are to paint. I might get tired of painting green skin, but right now I am really enjoying it. And as I always say, like, if you're enjoying painting a specific project or doing a specific project, just keep doing that, you know, get as far as you can until the enthusiasm runs out, because there's nothing as unenjoyable as trying to force yourself to finish a specific project that you're not really finding any interest in. So yeah, I'm enjoying painting some orcs. Those have been really fun because I don't have any orcs, 40k orcs. So this has been pretty fun to get into. On the fantasy side, I have rescued a bunch of Skaven. These are the Skaven from the Skaventide box. Somebody sold them locally. They were already assembled and painted, but both the assembly and the painting left a lot to be desired. So I've been pulling these apart and re-sticking them to their bases and putting them again, trying to fix them. So it's been a bit of a rescue project, and that's been fun. Slowly working on that. Other than that, in terms of gaming, during our holiday, I had a few books be delivered. Two books are RPGs, which I won't get into, but I have received a book that I'm really excited about, and that's Five Leagues from the Borderlands 3rd Edition. This is published by Modiphius, and it is by Ivan Sorensen. So really excited to get into that. And I also have 1 Hour Ancient Medieval and Skirmish War Games by John Lambshead on the table that I have been looking to getting into again. All right. So that's me. I hope you guys have a great week. And thanks again, Matthew, for doing this awesome podcast. Bye-bye.
Hello, Matthew. At the moment on the painting table is Necromunda. More Necromunda and even more Necromunda. I have a gang of rat skins that I'm slowly working my way through. And a gang of Cawdor that are itching to be painted. In the posts are some Escher, unfortunately, not as many as I'd like. and my House de Lac are already painted, though I might rebase them. That is the rule set also that is getting me going at the moment. Not the current version of the game, but the 1995 original. I find it fun, quirky, accessible, and did I mention fun? Also, a lot of the TT Combat MDF terrain has managed to wing its way over to me, and I'm in the process of painting more of that. It's great. I've been having a lot of fun with my sons. They've been playing mostly whatever I have painted, but my youngest son, Jack, has painted up his own set of plastic Orlocks. He's very fond of the heavy stubber. He has two of them. So far, so good. We've played about 6 games so far, and we want to play some more. I'd like to get a regular campaign going at some point. Now, as far as what's on the way, I know I've got one of my missing Corridor Jubes on its way. But I suppose this would be a good time to have a call out. If anyone is in the United States and they happen to have a drawer full of Necromunda minis that they don't think they're going to paint, let me know. Very interested. I'm James Doan on the Discord server. I used to have a different name on there, but when packages started arriving with my Discord handle, that took some explaining at the apartment office. But yes, Necromunda. It's brilliant. I'm having a great time with it. I originally started collecting some of the plastic minis for myself and realized that I had no interest whatsoever in painting them. But metal ones, those ones, they get me going.
Hey, Matthew. It's Ryan, Don Juan Don from the Discord. I'm just calling in with an answer to the question of the month, basically what's got our hobby juices flowing right now. And I thought this was a great question, kind of a general question, but I'm really excited to hear what everybody's got to say is on their table and on their mind. So for me, I've got three games right now that are either being actively played or being planned for. So my main obsession is a strong word. My main focus in the hobby right now is on Halo Flashpoint. I'm a big fan of Dead Zone, always have been, of Mantic's Dead Zone, and actually was never a Xbox kid. You know, had PlayStations for the most part, but I did pick up the remastered Halo collection on Steam, and I've been playing through that and absolutely loving it. So, you know, when Halo Flashpoint came out, it's basically the Halo version of Dead Zone last year, I grabbed onto it and immediately fell in love with it. Plays really fast. There's no tape measure. Everything's grid-based, but you still have true line of sight, so you still get that war game feeling, at least I do, but you don't have all the fiddliness of, you know, you have more of a board game as far as movement and range goes. And they're small squads and games are generally pretty quick. So that's, I'd say that's been my main game. Probably the next game on my list is a really small game called Blackout. It's a near future, kind of a sci-fi, modern-ish war game. It's got a lot of tactical decisions in it that I hadn't seen in other games. You know, there's mechanics for leaning out around corners, and cover is always, for the most part, some amount of cover is assumed unless you're just completely out in the open. Combat's really, really lethal, so models tend to go down quick, which means games tend to go quick. It has a reaction system similar to what I'd say is Infinity. Honestly, it has a lot. It feels a lot like Infinity, except it doesn't make my brain hurt. So it's been a lot of fun to get into. There's a group playing at one of the local game stores here in town, and I've been playing with them. And I mean, you can legitimately get a full game finished in under an hour. I mean, even 45 minutes, which is just wild to me as someone who loves wargaming but doesn't love the idea of sitting down for, you know, a 4, 5, 6 hour session. So there's got a lot. Blackout has a lot going for it in that sense. And then the last one is very recent. My mini factory's having their summer sale, which means everything's about 50% off or less, but a lot of the big ones are 50% off. And I've been recently started up another Skyrim playthrough, against my own better judgment, but I can't seem to stay away. And I just kind of reminded myself of how much I enjoy, you know, just kind of living in that world and playing that game and kind of, you know, I think I'm really high level and still haven't, you know, progress more in a few quests through the main quest line. So Modiphius had their stuff on sale for 50% off, and I ended up picking up a handful of the Skyrim models or the Elder Scrolls Call to Arms models that they have STLs for, and printed out a few squads of those and some skeletons and some joggers and stuff. And I think from a project standpoint, I'm looking forward to playing the Delve mode of that, which is their solo co-op mode, either by myself or with some friends or family. And I've kind of in my mind constrained down to, you know, what can I do with a small board space? I have a small board space on the brain lately. So I'm thinking, you know, what can I do on a 2x2 board and still get a great experience out of it? So that's relatively new, but that's what's on my plate. So great question. And I'm really excited to hear what other folks have to say. And thank you so much. And look forward to the next one. Thanks, Matthew.
Hey, everybody. Axe Annex of the Bad Internet Friends podcast here, coming to answer the question of the month. What has my hobby juices flowing right now? Well, I'm pretty spicy still for Battletech Aces, the Alpha Strike solo game. And I've just been working to prepare a campaign. So I have my player mechs mostly finished, and I'm working on my first opt for right now. Mostly, though, I'm still just sitting on my desk playing The Sims and scraping mold lines. But every once in a while, I'll pick up the brush and I'll paint something. Got a lot of priming done. That was pretty good. I get to prime at work, which is really nice. And yeah, typically summers are just too hot and busy for me to really get a lot of hobbying done. So I just mostly kick into maintenance mode. So just working on the old mold lines, really. Sometimes I glue. Sometimes I get angry. Sometimes I glue things and then I break them and then I get angry. And then my wife feels that. She says, what are you even doing in there? I'm like, I don't even know. I'm hot and angry. So my juice is flowing. I guess I got hot, angry juices. Yeah. So that's about it, I'd say. Looking forward to the winter coming and to maybe work on some other projects. Like people keep talking in my local Discord about Oathmark every once in a while, but no one's pulling the trigger. I'm pretty eager to get Oathmark back on the table, so I might need to get my army finished painted, and then maybe push a little harder, see if we can get some Oathmark going again. Second edition is just around the corner, after all. Now, that's about all I got to say, so thanks a lot, and looking forward to hearing everyone else's responses. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, this is Sebastian from Sweden, aka Base on a Discord server. So the question of the month, what's got your hobby juices flowing right now? Silver Bayonet still got those juices flowing for us. We're four scenarios deep. We're still loving the rule system and we, yeah, find it fun. And another thing that got our juices flowing is Conflict 47, a new edition. It's just me and a friend, but we're having tons of fun discussing Weird War stuff and trying to build our custom armies instead of buying the official miniatures. And a third thing that got my juices flowing is I bought a new conversion kit for my airbrush. It's a Badger Patriot 105. So the conversion kit is you go from 0.5 millimeter needle to a 0.3 millimeter needle. And that means I can paint more precise and smaller areas and just keep to the details and not, you know, get paint everywhere. So that's it for me. Thanks for a good podcast. Hope your summers has been nice. It's been very warm and I'm looking forward to the winter. Have a nice one. Bye-bye.
Hey, Matthew. How are you going, guys? And thank you for this excellent question of the month, which I think everyone should have something to say about it because people have generally things on their workbench they're painting or miniatures they're buying. And I hope to hear some really great feedback from all of your wonderful listeners here in this segment. But it says here, what's currently on your painting table? Well, I've got loads of 40K stuff. I've got a whole pile of space orcs that I'm sort of currently trying to get through this month for myself, for a personal project, trying to expand the Wah, Mighty Wah, with some Goff knobs and some Scar Boys, wonderful classic Kev Adams sculpts I'm working on at the moment. I'm really inspired by the excellent terrain work that Dr. Spork has been doing as well. And so that's been really inspirational, seeing those wonderful orc buildings that he's been putting together. So I've been working on that because I've got an event to attend next month, late next month, which is the Sustained Fire event. So shout out to those guys in Australia as they run these. This is the third one they're running now. So got any Aussies who love second edition 40K, want to come along to enjoy a day of gaming with great guys, just relaxed atmosphere and just playing and rolling dice and having a laugh, then Sustained Fire is the place you need to be. So I'm really looking forward to catching up with long-lost friends that I haven't spoken to or seen in many, many years, in some cases over 30 years. So it'd be really, really good to see those guys and catch up with them and play some classic 40K second edition. So that's primarily the stuff I'm painting at the moment. Things I've been buying, I have bought some Night Goblins, some Squig Herders, and some Squig Hoppers. So I'm looking to expand my Night Goblin army and make it, and preparing some other stuff like the Idol of Gork campaign for the 5th edition campaign series. I'm working towards the first scenario on that, so I needed some extra gobbos to bolster the ranks. And I have just recently purchased through my awesome sponsor, that's Black Arrow Minis, my good mate Scott, some Phoenix Guard and a classic hero on Giant Eagle from Marauder Miniatures, which is a beautiful model. So I've been enjoying putting those together and going to prime those and paint those up soon, hopefully in a live stream maybe. So yeah, they're the ones I've been sort of buying and painting. And the rule set I've got on my mind is the 4th edition Warhammer Fantasy rule set. The guys have been doing an awesome job on doing some deep dives, and we're covering, well, Matthias and others have been covering the awesome scenarios that featured in White Dwarf, looking at those in more of a deep dive as well. And we're looking at doing the magic supplements as well for that. So 4th edition is, if people don't know, my favorite edition of Warhammer Fantasy. So I love that classic look to the miniatures, the Night Goblins versus High Elves, or the Empire versus the Greenskins, all that kind of stuff. It's just, you know, it harks back to a great time in my life when I first discovered really the hobby. So, mate, look, just in closing, thanks again for some awesome podcasts. I really enjoy those as I paint through my working week. And thanks to all those other contributors adding their voices to this segment, which has been really a pleasure to listen to over the last year or two. So all the best, mate, and I'll catch you for the next one. Take care.
Hi there, this is George, George Paints on Discord, and Old Hammer and Tongs over on YouTube. This is a great question. So I've painted up a couple of Road Trader / second edition 40K armies over the last few years, Space Dwarves and then Bad Moons this year. So Ed on Discord has very kindly got in touch, and hopefully we're going to have a second edition battle pretty soon once my life sorts itself out. So I'm really excited about that and really into that era of late 80s, early 90s, 40K at the moment. I'm loving it. But also a slight tangent crept into my life when I started reading through some earlier White Dwarfs, the sort of issues 50 to 100, so mid to late 80s, and sort of got into pre-Slaughter miniatures. They are really fantastic. I'd always sort of dismissed them, thinking they were a bit crap, but they're actually awesome. They're full of character. Some of them are really detailed. I discovered that Brian Ansell sculpted a bunch, which looked great. So I picked those up for not very much. And also discovered some of the companies that still produce that style of miniature. Essex Miniatures, I think it was Bob Ollie who sculpted for them in the 80s, and they're still producing those ranges now.
alternative armies have a bunch of the old Asgard stuff. Tony Ackland used to sculpt for them. And of course, Foundry still have lots of those early Perry sculpts from the early Citadel days. So those miniatures just are brilliant. I love them. And many, many years ago, I bought the first edition Fantasy Battle rule books. So I've been delving into those, and I'm hoping at some point I'll have a wee skirmish. It's really a skirmish rule set using these wonderful pre-slotter minis. So that is my kind of sideline thing that I'm feeling enthusiastic about. Great question. Really enjoyed thinking about it. Can't wait to hear everyone else's responses. And thank you, Matthew, so much for your brilliant podcast. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you could sponsor the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast for as little as $23 an episode? If you've got a game, product, Kickstarter, miniature range, British chain pub or Bee Gees album that you'd like to get in front of an audience of passionate hobbyists, then give me a shout at hello@bedroombattlefields.com. That's hello@bedroombattlefields.com. And now, back to the show.
Hi Matthew, it's Martin here in the deep south of Hampshire. Martin S. on the Bedroom Battlefields Discord group. This is my quick answer to the latest question of the month. What's got your hobby juices flowing at the moment? My answer at the time of recording would be a Lion Rampant tournament, which I'm going to in Coventry tomorrow. It'll be run by the Coventry Scimitars, a very friendly bunch of wargamers. I think we'll be getting 3 or 4 games in the day. The atmosphere there is always great. And the Rampant series of rules are enormous fun. Another thing which has me fired up at the moment is a campaign being proposed by Maudlin Jack Tarr, the Leinster-based blogger on the Projects and Procrastination blog. He's planning a small Ancients campaign and has asked if I would run a few of the battles, as he's unlikely to have enough time to run all of them himself. I'll probably play most of those solo, something I personally enjoy, but I may get other players at Farnborough or elsewhere involved. I always love it when a battle is linked into the bigger picture by a campaign setting. Anyways, looking forward to other people's responses on this wide-ranging and diverse subject. Cheers for now, and thanks, as always, for the podcast and blog.
Hello, Matthew. It's Ed from Sussex and the Discord. Just calling up to talk about what's got my hobby juices flowing right now. So there's a few things that have got me excited about the hobby at the moment. First up, Blood Bowl. My local club is running a Blood Bowl tournament in November, so I've been getting some teams painted. The third edition box set Blood Bowl teams I've been working on, including the orcs and a bit of the humans as well. I accidentally ended up painting a full goblin team as well to go alongside that. And probably the most fun in terms of the hobby painting, I got the 1980s Dark Elves team from 1988, along with a couple of Witch Elves from the same period painted up. It's been really good fun. Had a couple of games, which I've also really enjoyed. So looking forward to getting a little bit more of that done. In terms of the playing, probably not going to do a huge amount of painting between now and the tournament, seeing as I've got a bunch of teams now. So yeah, that's the first thing that's got me excited to hobby. The next hobby project that I am currently working on and has got me really excited is a second edition 40K, specifically some orc stuff, which I'm getting painted up ready for an Armageddon campaign I'm running at my local club. This means that I finally finished my last piece of the Goth artillery battery that I'd been working on, and I have 3 absolutely bonkers orc cannons. I'm currently painting an orc dreadnought to go alongside the classic card dreadnought that I have. And I've got a Gazgul Mad Thracker model. In fact, I've got 2 of them that I'm painting up. The reason I'm painting 2 is I don't generally play with special characters, so I'm going to be using those models as knobs for my goth warband. But in the campaign, I will be having some special characters appear. We're hoping to have that classic Commissioner Yarak versus Ghazghul moment that never happens in the lore play out on the table. We'll see whether that happens or not. Yeah, that's really fun. I've got some Dr. Spork terrain to get painted for it as well. I'm hoping I'll get that done in time. It's going to be a little bit closer to the mark in terms of whether I actually manage it in time or not. But at least if I can get a few pieces of these classic second edition box set 3D print ruins done, they'll look great on the tabletop alongside the other club members' old hammer themed terrain. And then the final thing, which I'm sure will shock everyone, I am currently editing and we're in layout for a fan expansion for Space Widows. So this is less gaming in terms of actually getting stuff ready to go on the table, and more kind of preparing and putting into place all the work that the Space Widows community has done in terms of hacks and homebrews and stuff into a cool little document, which hopefully, it's taking us a little bit of time to get it through layout, but hopefully at some point by the end of the year, we will have that ready to go on Wargames Vault for a couple of bucks with all the proceeds going to charity. So those are my hobby projects at the moment, some which are more or less done with games upcoming, some which I'm working on for games that are imminent, and one which is a work in progress and hopefully will provide a lot of other people some additional resources for playing Space Widows games. Anyway, really looking forward to hearing what everyone else has to say and what projects are getting everyone else's juices flowing. Cheers, all the best.
Hi, it's Dave here, talking about what hobby things I'm excited for right now. It's kind of funny, my hobbying tends to be a bit of a, like, movable feast. You've got any number of projects on the back burner at any time, and just strange circumstances tend to just send me off in one direction or another. You know, I can be on a real sculpting kick and then run out of green stuff and then just don't sculpt anything for months because I don't bother getting any more. And then I recently finished building and painting the Orc Gobsmasher, which then led to wanting to play 40k for the first time in absolute years. So putting the Orc army together for that, we had requirement for a truck, which we pulled out of mothballs, the battle bus, which then needed painted up as well. And painting up the battle bus has sort of kickstarted the battle bus game project, which we're now sort of throwing ourselves into a bit more. So the battle bus is basically like a boxing ring on the back of a flatbed truck. And my son had this notion back in the day when we made Sledgy the Sledgehammer, which is the wee boxing glove hedgehog guy. We played like a wee boxing game. It was a bit weird. It wasn't great rules because there was too much random, you know, role to see what you can do, and sort of been working on this, how do you play a boxing game where you have two combatants and actual options for things to do. So I haven't really hammered the rules out for it, but it's kind of a cross between, I think the inspiration was Gorka Morka. We had a game of Gorka Morka probably like 5 or 6 years ago, and the ideas of orcs just piling onto your truck and having a real slobber knocker was always just the best kind of game. And ever since, Noah's been wanting to just recreate that experience, I think. He's not that interested in orcs shooting each other, orc vehicles shooting other orc vehicles, anything like that. He just wants to do like a boxing game on a truck. That's what we're up to. There's also a Lord of the Rings kind of thing going on at the minute. He's putting together like a Mordor army, which it's all right. I'm not that super excited, but he's enjoying it. He's learning to paint. He's painting orcs. He's also been painting some of his Tomb Kings himself as well. So that's been great, just sort of watching him get into painting, you know, properly for the first time. And I'm sort of giving him a few pointers with that and helping him, you know, to pick up some skills and get some good results. So, and yeah, coming up, looking forward to the terrain project. We'll try and
get along to that. We might do like an hour here and then stop into the event sort of for an hour or as long as we can, depending on how the timing goes. So yeah, there'll be a bit of terrain stuff happening. We're thinking about maybe making Orthanc out of Pringles tubes. So we'll have a go at that. We'll have a go at that and see how that works. So yeah, looking forward to hearing what everybody is up to, and catch us all soon. Cheers. Thanks.
Hello, Matthew. Bruce here, aka Roll for Wounds on the Discord, answering August's question of the month, what's got your hobby juices flowing? And that's a very apt question for me for 2025, because this is the year that I've painted the fewest amount of models. It's the lowest in terms of hobby spend I've had for a long time, which is, let's be honest, not a bad thing. And it's the year that I've played the least amount of games and at my club and at home. So why is this? Have the harsh realities of life got in the way? Well, partially, I suppose. Or have I lost my zest for hobbying? No, quite the opposite. In fact, this has been an incredible year for my hobby juices, because it's the year that I've been developing a game of my own. And I didn't set out to. I just began scribbling a custom skirmish scenario, as I'm sure a lot of you have done. And a custom skirmish scenario turned into an attempt at formatting a proper rule book, and that turned into an analysis of the way rules are written. And then that led to custom dice, and the custom dice led to custom character dashboards, and that led to cards, and that led to weapon profiles. And then it turned into, you know, the fluff that accompanies the book, and then the single player versus multiplayer, all of the variables, playtesting, etc. And I'm now sitting on a sort of all singing, all dancing prototype of a new game. And it's been so fun. It's been what has consumed my hobby for 2025. It's purely a labor of love. I will inflict it on other people. I will playtest the heck out of it. And because the way I work is I'm a designer by trade, so I like to create the tangible things and get them printed and so on. So where it leads, I don't know. It may well be that I just end up making one copy. I may end up making 10 copies. I may pursue it further. But for now, I'm creating a game that I love. I'm not saying it's an amazing game, but I'm saying it's the type of game I like to play. I think it's quite different as well. And it's really scratched the itch. So yeah, I think that's the answer to the question of the month for me. As to what game it is, well, I would describe it as The Great Fire of London meets Dark Souls. I think that's an apt description. It's a kind of horror survival journey through the burnt husk of a city. It's solo, it's cooperative, and it's got a sort of PvP element too. And yeah, good fun. Good fun. Long may it last. I have no idea where it's going to take me in future. I'm actually packing it up right now. I'm going to Nottingham tomorrow, and I'm going to inflict it upon one of my friends for another bout of playtesting. But what reassures me is that the more I playtest it, the more feedback I get, the fewer annotations I make. And I feel like it's really being patted into shape now as a possibly solid beta test. Alpha test, beta test. I don't know how these things work. Anyway, that's enough rambling from me. So what's got my hobby juices flowing? Sitting hunched over my laptop, hacking away at rules. That's what. I really should paint some models, though. I've got some forest goblins on the desk, which I will get to in due course. Anyway, thanks as always. I'm really excited to hear about what other people are up to. And wishing you all well on this very sunny Wednesday afternoon.
Hello, everyone. Callum, aka Dr. Spork here. And as usual, I have more projects than I can realistically handle. On the 3D printing side, I've listened to people's requests and have been designing some more fantasy terrain, as well as a little something to celebrate the third anniversary of uploading my first design. I also need to work up a tutorial on how to paint 3D printed terrain for the Paint All the Minis website, which I'm hoping will come in useful to all the people who ask me that question. On a slightly more personal hobby level, I have set myself the rather ambitious goal of finishing painting my Gene Stealer cult and building and priming my Orc and Goblin army ready for the Call of the Crown painting challenge, both of these to be done before the end of September. As I said, ambitious. But I have faith, as right now I have been motivated through the roof by the spectacular work of Ed at Minisodes. If you haven't seen his latest battle report, I highly recommend it, especially the part starting 9 minutes in. Anyway, thanks once again to Matthew for the podcast, and I look forward to hearing what everyone else is working on and seeing your progress on the Discord. Thanks.
So there you go. Thank you so much to everyone who got their clips in. I really enjoyed listening to everyone's excitement or plans or updates. And like I say, we're going to keep that going for September. So it's more of the same, basically. Your hobby updates, your hobby progress. You know, what are you painting? What are you playing? What are you prepping for? So you could send a clip in anytime throughout the month of September, so long as you get it in before Monday the 29th. I'm just double checking the 29th. Is a Monday? It is indeed. Monday the 29th of September is the deadline for the next round of hobby updates. So I would love to hear updates from those who submitted, and of course from yourself if you didn't get the opportunity. Go to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail to submit your clip for September. You'll also find a link there on how to email it directly, or there's the software where you could hit record and record it directly on the page. And I guess it wouldn't be fair if I didn't provide my own update. So I am planning a game of Song of Blades and Heroes with Dr. Spork, who you'll have heard earlier in this very episode. So we are going to do a little mini campaign of Song of Blades and Heroes featuring two rival Nurgle warbands. So it's like something you'd find in a sitcom, isn't it? But I've got like a big Nurgle warband, and I'm going to split it in two for the purposes of this campaign, because I've got a little sort of light story and a lot of different scenarios that we could play through. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Song of Blades and Heroes is a great game for campaigns and scenarios because it's so simple without being basic. You know, it's still got flavour, but it's so simple that the rules really blend into the background, and you could focus on the real story and of course the tactics as well of the game as you play it. So I'm really looking forward to getting to that. I also got a game of Blood Bowl in with my good lady wife. So we played on a Sunday morning. It was nice just to get a coffee. We usually do the crossword, but I said, will you entertain me here and play a little game of Blood Bowl Sevens, which she did. And that was our first time playing it together. And we got a basic handle on the rules. We did have to do a bit of flicking through the rule book, but all that stuff will kind of, the more we play it, it'll become ingrained. We'll have to do that less and less, but it's not the best laid out rule book in my completely unqualified opinion. I did hear recently on the Bonehead podcast that there's been a new edition announced, which doesn't affect me at all. I don't care about that. I've got it already. And by all accounts, the rules, you know, the stuff that's changed in the new edition is very, very minimal. It is, of course, an opportunity for Games Workshop to sell more stuff, and that is their business model. So all power to them. But I'm totally happy with the set that I've got. And thankfully at that, because I definitely couldn't handle putting together another one of their teams, that's for sure. But away from the Blood Bowl pitch and onto the painting table, what I've got at the moment, so I finished up my Oathsworn warband, so I had like rabbits and hares. I got them when I got back into the hobby initially, and I had painted them, and last year I stripped them because I wasn't really happy with it, and also they're just really nice miniatures, and I thought, you know, I've got a bit better at painting now, I would like another crack at this. So I'm much, much happier with how they're looking now. They're like I say, they're just really brilliant miniatures. I love painting those. So it's like a couple of rabbits and hares, and then there's like a big sort of raven, crow, like sorcerer guy's got a staff. So that was really good to paint as well. So I'm really happy with the way that they came up. I'm hoping to get some photos on the blog at some point. finished up my Etin from War Bases. So again, another really cool miniature. So he's got the two heads and the two clubs and a lot of skin on him. He's as much as he probably lives in like a Scottish climate, he's just walking about with like a loincloth on and some furs on his back. But I've not like really focused on painting skin before, other than the sort of what they call now slap chop, like, you know, zenithal, and a bit of contrast paint over it. But this time around, I went for more traditional paints, and I did try and do a bit of highlighting and stuff like that. I'm not quite sure as to how well it's come up. I'm happy enough with it, but again, like I've said before, with me being pretty colorblind, I know that it's probably like there's probably a lot of highlights and subtle nuances in colours that I simply can't see. So I'm never sure. Like sometimes I'm like, that looks fine to me, but I do understand that somebody else might look at it and see lots of stuff that I can't see, maybe lots of issues. Or maybe it's a masterpiece, you know, maybe it's Golden Demon-esque and it just looks really basic to me. But I think it's probably the former, to be quite honest. And yeah, on the desk at the moment, I'm just finishing up. It's a unit, I guess. There's four of them, but it's still a unit of mounted Chaos Knights at 15mm. They'll join in with my 15mm Chaos Army. I've also got Beastmen riding boars, and I've got, unicorns, Minotaurs, completely different mythical creature there, four Minotaurs. And I've got these Shield Maidens as well. So they're really cool, actually. I wish I could remember where I got them, but I'm determined not to do much editing to this because time is short. But I've talked about them on the podcast before, but it's like Shield Maiden, kind of Norse Shield Maiden miniatures at 50mm. I've got a little unit of them, so I've been working on their swords and their shields at the moment, so they're coming along nicely. Once I get them done, the only thing left for this Chaos Army is a unit of Beastmen, and then that's it completely done, which is really cool. That just seems to have snuck up on me, but it just shows you with, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes every other day, you could chip away at stuff and get through it. And my Chaos Space Raider guys from Nightmare Miniatures, I've had them primed and based for like probably 2 years now, and they are so, so detailed that I've just been intimidated and put off by them, but I just need to get to them sooner rather than later. So I'm looking at them now, and there's just so much detail on them that I'm not even sure where I'll start. I definitely don't think this is the sort of thing I'll try and batch paint. I think I'll use a lot of contrast paints here. As much as I've been using more traditional paints recently, I think I'll definitely lean into contrast paints for a lot of these more detailed areas. But yeah, the bigger areas or smoother areas, I'll use what's the term? Just normal paints. I don't know. I'll use them as well. But what I'm finding, and I probably need to just go back to getting some lessons again from Josh at the Crown of Command. What I'm finding now that I've got quite a lot of dropper bottle paints, and I've got my wet palette as well. But even like a lot of the times, I'll just need a tiny little drop of paint. And even when I put like a what I feel is like a pea-sized amount on the palette, I use like 5% of it, and it just feels like such a waste. Like each time I go to paint some, I'm almost reluctant because I'm like, it just feels like I'm wasting paint, and I don't really know the there will be a solution or an answer or something I'm doing incorrectly or whatever. But yeah, like I put a little P-shaped dollop on my wet palette, and then maybe I'll want to mix it with something to get a highlight or that, so that's another drop from another paint bottle. And then again, this is probably my fault, but it feels if I go back to it on day two, the paint has just become too watery to use. So that probably is me just making the wet palette too wet, I suppose. But which I didn't really think I had put too much water in it, like I'd certainly you know, when I replaced the parchment paper and that, I tipped upside down and made sure there was no water actually lying in it. So I don't know, there's something I'm doing wrong or incorrectly or that somewhere. So any advice, give me a shout on the Discord if you've any advice or tips for me. Because I am enjoying using the more traditional paints and trying different things. But yeah, I just feel like I'm wasting paint, to be quite honest. So that's where I'm at the moment. The Shield Maidens, the space Space Raiders, I think they're called. Is that the crisps back in the day, the Space Raider crisps? Yeah, going to be finished up this army, this Chaos Army in 15 mil, which gives me three different armies for Hobgoblin, the Chaos Army, the Orc and Goblin Army, and the Human Army. And it's now making me think, for the purposes of symmetry, that I need to make that Human Army twice the size, because then it'll be a good face off against an allied kind of Chaos and Orc and Goblin force, you know, going back to the Battlemasters days, I guess. But yeah, we're always expanding on our projects, aren't we? So that's really nothing new. But yeah, that's what I've been up to away from the gaming and painting table. I just got my daughter, I got myself, to be quite honest with you, The Hobbit, the illustrated version of The Hobbit. So it is, like, as far as I could see, it's just, it is The Hobbit, like it's Tolkien's Hobbit. It's not been adapted or anything. The only difference is they've got really nice little illustrations on most pages. I think almost all the pages have something, some form of illustration, which she's not averse to being read at bedtime books without pictures, but she is still four and she likes the odd picture. And I'm figuring, you know, not that I'm critiquing Tolkien's writing style by any means, but it has got that older fashioned, more verbose style, I guess. So it's very colourful and flavourful, but I am conscious that sometimes, you know, descriptions will go on a wee bit, and I quite like the idea that she could just look up at a wee picture now and then and just keep her engaged, because it's a huge book. It's first time I've read it, to be honest, as well. I've never actually read The Hobbit before. It is obviously a classic. Like, it's often cited as like the Bible of this hobby. So I'm looking forward to reading it with her, and I think that'll take us a fair few bedtimes to get on through. But it's all good. I think it was it the Kids Illustrated Hobbit or something like that? But beautifully designed book, and obviously a classic, iconic story as well. But that's really it. I don't want to wait on too long. Thanks so much to everyone who submitted a clip in August. Really appreciate those and enjoyed listening back through them. And once again, please give us your own hobby updates throughout the month of September. Even if you want to send in a couple of clips over the course of the month, that's totally fine. And you could do that by going to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail, where you'll find a little button. You could record a clip directly into there, or you'll find an email address where you could send it over to me that way. Thanks very much for listening to this episode of the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. If you enjoy the show, then please do share it with someone else you think might enjoy it too. And be sure to check out our Discord community of like-minded hobbyists, which you could find at bedroombattlefields.com/Discord. It'd be great to see you in there.